This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, listen, let's talk to a man who has had an incredibly busy and interesting career. He has, among other things, and I love the fact that in this biog, it says here that you've done stuff like not only glamorous jobs, like working for media and communications for the ANC in Johannesburg, but also stuff like being in the photocopying industry, which is tough as nails. People, they fight and kill for every square inch there. He's been in the courier services industry, which is also really, really tough business. And he's been in radio. Sipho Mashego, very nice to meet you, man. And a pleasure to have you here this morning. How are you?
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for having me. I'm excited to be here. I'm very good. Thanks.
Are you still hard at work? Because you arrived here this morning looking fresh and ready to take on the day. I mean, everybody else is exhausted. How are you doing this?
I'm exhausted, I've had to work even yesterday. But it's not as hectic as it's been.
Now, did you work with Park Stau or do you work for Gauteng Provincial ANC with David Makura and company?
With Park Stau.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, are you still employed with the ANC in Gauteng? Because obviously in Joburg, you know, now it's the DA in this coalition government. What's happened to you?
No, I basically work as a consultant, and I work with the ANC. So they work as if it's my client, and I provide a service. And I've worked with Pax and just on his campaign.
He's a cool guy, right?
He's an awesome guy. He's a humble. I mean, for the guy with his qualities and educational background and his experience, he's very, very humble.
Everybody likes him, and even the opposition parties in Joburg have a lot of respect for Park Stau. Now, I feel kind of bad that he had to lose his mayoral seat because it might not have been his fault.
Yeah.
And we don't have to get in. I don't want to put you in a position where you have to talk politics and get yourself into trouble. You're in media and communications, for God's sake.
You know?
But it does seem to me unfair that really good people, and there are so many in the Gauteng ANC, had to be punished for things that were sometimes national, things that were sometimes to do with leadership in other places. It's almost like they couldn't win. If they did a great job in Gauteng, they still would have been voted out because of things outside of Gauteng. If they did a shitty job in Gauteng, then they would have been lumped into the same category anyway.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem fair to me. And there were a lot of good things happening in Joburg under Park Stau. And there are probably going to be many more things too under Herman Mashaba. It's good for Joburg, so we mustn't complain.
Yeah.
But like this guy was, you probably got really close to him because you would deal with each other on an almost daily basis.
Yeah.
Is he upset about what happened?
Look, I mean, he was distraught. I mean, we were all, I remember August the 3rd and the results came out and we were at the offices and, you know, we were seeing the numbers and we were like, could it be? And we were waiting for the last numbers that would come from, Soweto and Orange Farm, and we were hoping that we'd win it. And of course, we were all disappointed. I mean, we were there until early hours of the morning.
Because you guys didn't expect to lose, and the DA didn't even expect to win.
No, they didn't.
Right?
You know?
And took everybody by surprise.
It did. And then I think the worst part was on the 22nd of August when council took place and sat down for the first time.
Right.
And voting took place within council, and the EFF voted with the DA. And we lost. And, you know, it was heartbreaking. And then that other councillor, you know, who passed
away. Who died. Shame, yeah. She passed away in the session.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I was very close to her as well. And it was just horrible day. I mean, I'll never forget just how hectic this year has been for us.
No, I mean, it's been a tough year for politics in general. I mean, the whole world's, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Brexit and Donald Trump and the changes here and everything else. But, you know, for the ANC, it's been a really hard year.
It's been a hard year. And I mean, for us in
taking
media,
a lot of knocks.
It's like, how do you advise politicians during this time? And this one says the wrong thing. And this one speaks out of policy. And,
right.
You know, so it's been tough.
I just want to go to Jordan, who's on the line here quickly. And we'll come back to Sipho in a second. Hey, Jordan, what's up? Jordan. Hello. What's going on there, Lucas? Is there a problem?
I don't see any problem.
All right. Well, you know what? Just tell them all. We'll get them back once we finish talking to Sipho. I don't want to be rude.
Okay.
Okay, so Sipho, tell me what it's like being in communications and media for a politician. I've often wondered, Mubs, you know, because essentially you have to be a spin doctor.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. But some of the time you're like Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, you're like solving problems on a major scale. And in a city like Johannesburg, the most important city in South Africa.
Yeah.
there's more that goes on here. There's more money spent. There's more money earned. People expect a lot from their local government. And local government's really the one that's closest to the people.
True.
So you have to be in touch with what they're thinking, what they're saying, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is it harder or easier now to get a handle on that stuff because of things like social media?
No, it is. It is definitely hard. I mean, for the ANC, the challenge has been, you know, with social media coming into the space, policies around that, and people just posting whatever they want and speaking out of line. I mean, that's been very difficult. And also training politicians to be able to handle radio interviews, TV interviews, and how to write media statements to your local newspapers. Especially in Johannesburg, we want the politicians to be a lot more, you know, savvy in terms of media. And that's been a bit of a challenge. And the fact that many of them are so old as well, you know, average age about 50 and, you know, so.
Politicians,
yeah. Yeah. So we're not getting younger and younger people getting into politics to become councillors or MPs or MPLs. And so it's difficult to train the old guard in terms of handling media and understanding it for what it is. And the ANC has also seen, you know, a lot of the times the media is the enemy. I mean, I've heard you speaking about, you know, what people write. And I mean, of course,
Fake news also, and paid Twitter and all that shit.
You know what I mean? So people just go to town with these negative media statements all the time. So it's been very difficult, but it's also... you know, the most interesting time of our lives. I mean, I'm excited about, you know, the democracy that we're living in today, the choices we have today. I mean, you know, we didn't have those choices about 30 years ago. So.
And we can find different sources of information. Like there are people who will, you know, that want to follow just a very, very small handful of people on Twitter, and that's where they get their information. Other people will go onto the internet and search for stuff. Mm. Other people will read the Star, the New Age, watch ANN7, watch ENCA. You've got so many options now that it's very hard to get a message to everybody, but it's also easy for people to find the kind of news that they want.
Absolutely.
So it confirms almost bad views in some ways.
Yeah.
And it leads you into a world where there is confirmation bias, but it can be very, very exciting because you can look for anything and you will find it on the internet.
Absolutely. And that's why we're managing the ANC's communication from Joburg. And we've set up a media center. We've built a radio studio as well. So it's really...
Tell me about the radio, Steve, because you're a radio guy. You love radio. So yeah. Tell me about radio.
I've been in love with radio since I was about 7 or 8 years old. I used to listen to Motsweding FM.
Very good.
And
it's one of our best stations.
Absolutely.
Completely underrated. By
underrated. Yeah. And so I've loved radio since then. The first radio gig that I got was at Horizon Stereo.
Yeah.
And that's where I met my wife, who's outside.
Uh-huh. I wondered who that pretty woman was outside there.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, you guys are obviously she's here to work with you, but clearly you're married.
Yeah. Oh,
very nice looking wife you've got there. She seems smart as a button too. Yeah. She's watching you intently, making sure you don't make any missteps. She's checking that you don't go in there. Is she your spin doctor?
She's my spin.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so
You guys have got 3 kids.
We've got 3 kids.
Damn.
You're
busy, man.
No, we started early. My kids are all grown up now. Well, they're growing up.
So what is Parks Tau doing with his day now?
Well, he's also a president of UCLG. It's United Cities Local Governments.
Uh-huh.
So it's all your major cities around the world. So he's like the president of all the mayors in the world. So that keeps him busy, as well as being the chairperson of SALGA, which is all the South African Local Government Association. So he's got those 2 big gigs, and they're keeping him busy, and he's doing a fantastic job. And there are big programs about, you know, this something similar to what he wanted to create in Joburg called the Corridors of Freedom, of bringing people closer to the city.
And he is still a councillor.
He's still a councillor. He's a leader of the ANC in Joburg City. Yeah.
Well, very good, man. I mean, listen, tell Parks Tau we liked him. I'm sorry that he had to lose.
Yeah.
I hope that that they come back and that they're stronger the next time and that they can do it better, because that's all people are interested in. Nobody cares about politics anymore. They care about service delivery.
Absolutely.
And that's a sign of the, I think, the maturity of our democracy.
Yeah.
Because it's not as important to people. God knows this year has been full of it. Yes. To hear about sexism, racism, politics, money, bribery, corruption, all of that stuff's important, but it doesn't play as much of a role for ordinary people as service delivery.
Mm.
And I think Parks always wanted to do that. And, you know, for whatever reason, he got punished for all the other stuff, but we like him.
Yeah.
And tell him he must come here and sit with us one morning. I'd love to sit and talk to him.
Yeah, please. I'll organize, yeah.
Yeah, and well done on the good work that you guys did do in the city of Joburg. And I'm sure that you've had to get out there and put out fires in the media. You've probably also had to keep your sense of humor.
Absolutely.
Through a lot of crazy nonsense that goes on.
You know what, Gareth? I mean, I've been in politics for about 10 years now. So, you know, I've really had to develop not only a thick skin, but to be able to laugh it off and
be able to
be real.
That's what one thing I've always said for our president is he manages to laugh off stuff that would send the rest of us into crippling depression. he goes, you see him on TV and you think, wow, with all the shit you got going on, you manage to keep laughing. It's amazing.
He's amazing.
Well, Sipho, it's a pleasure to meet you. We'll have you in here next year and let's get talking to all the guys in the ANC because last year I did open the doors here. I said, before the elections, come. So Julius came, Musi came, Herman came. Dalimpofu, we had, who else did we have in here, Mubs? We had pretty much everybody from the EFF and the DA.
Nobody from the ANC.
ANC didn't want to come because they had nothing to say.
Yeah, okay, then I'll organize
let's fix
Parks.
That because it doesn't help to keep quiet. You saw the election results.
Yeah.
Tell them
to
come and see us next time.
Absolutely, and congratulations on your big move.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You've inspired me as well to really
well, keep this going and tell me how it all works on Coffee VFM.
Yeah, I'm actually
where are you now?
At 1912 Radio. So we started an ANC radio platform called 1912 Radio, which is a T-shirt I'm wearing right now.
1912, the year the ANC was established.
Yeah, and it's basically a podcast radio platform just similar to you guys. And
you host the shows?
Yeah, I host one show called the Freedom Square Show, and then I've got about six other presenters who are doing other shows. So,
do you manage to pull the big names?
We've been pulling in the big names. I've interviewed the deputy president and all of these high-profile politicians.
Has Gwede come in to shout at you yet?
Yeah, I've had Gwede. We call him DJ Gweezy.
He doesn't really talk. He doesn't really talk to anyone. He shouts at you, and then you shout back at him, and then that's his conversation.
Yeah, but he was well-behaved.
And he's got a good mind.
Yeah,
he's a very smart man.
Yeah, no.
What?
No.
What was that, Greta?
No.
All right, well, listen, thanks very much, Sipho. Nice to meet you.
Absolutely, man.
All right,
thank
dude, and have a happy Christmas, you and your wife
Same
and your family.
You.
I hope it goes really well.
No, it will be.
All right, dude, lovely to see you.
This is CliffCentral.com.